We're holding in Tayag Mitzvot. What we had seen thus far is that in preparation for Avit, we saw preparations, and we saw on Motzei Shabbat, the person should say, I'm preparing to do Havdalah between Kodesh Lechol, which according to the Rambam, that's a biblical commandment, just like we're supposed to sanctify the day of Shabbos when it enters, we're supposed to recognize its sanctity when it exits. And so just like Kiddush is a mitzvah sederaisa, according to the Rambam, so is Havdalah. And I'm going to do Havdalah the way our sages instituted it, and they aligned it with the verse, Zachot Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho, remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy, remember it with your mouth when it enters and when it leaves. And because discernment, being able to discern between something holy and not holy, and something mundane, that takes wisdom. That's why our sages instituted in the fourth blessing, Atachonen Adam Dat, where we discuss God's giving us knowledge and wisdom. So one of the basic knowledges that God gave us is the ability to discern. And I'm also preparing myself at the end of the evening prayer to say Aleinu L'Shabeach, which is a special holy prayer that Yeshua instituted. And in doing this, I will fulfill the biblical commandment and prohibition to listen to the sages and not transgress what the sages say. And then saying Aleinu, I'm fulfilling an institution of Yeshua. After Shmona Esrei, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to say the verses of Vihi Noam, which is, may God's pleasantness be upon us and the actions we will do this week. That's a reference to the work we're going to do during the week. That's why we omit the Vihi Noam on weeks where during that week is a holiday and we won't be doing work. And if during that week is going to be Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or Pesach or Sukkot or Chol HaMoed, etc., we don't say Vihi Noam. And I'm preparing to say the song, the chapter of Psalms that's called Mizmor Shel Pkaim, the psalm against those who do damage, a reference to demons, to Shadim, and that's the Yoshev Beseter Elyon, right? The person is supposed to say that every night on his bed. Before we go to sleep, after Shema, we're also supposed to say Yoshev Beseter Elyon, that verse in Tehillim. What do we say? Yipol Mitzitcha Elef, from your right side, from your left side, 1,000 will fall. Uvava miminecha, and 10,000 from your right side. And shachal vafeten tidroch, you should be able to step on all kinds of poisonous snakes. Til moskefir vetanin, you should be able to trample on a lion and on an alligator. So the verse refers to the fact that God gives us the power to overcome all these spiritual forces that can harm us. So this song is one of the things we say in the beginning of the week. As part of after the evening prayer, we say Yoshev Beseter Elyon, and I pray that Hashem will bless the actions that we do all week. We say Vihi Noam Hashem Lokenu Aleinu Umaasei Adenu, and that's the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the Jewish people when they built the Mishkan. He said, "May God rest in the actions that you do this week." And a point aside. I always think that we should try to make everything holy. So if we purchase a car, the first place we drive with the car should be to do mitzvah. If a person gets a new phone, so the first phone call he makes should be to do mitzvah. To call his parents, to tell them good morning. Every item we own, we should think of how to use it for a mitzvah. And the first thing we do with that item should also be for the sake of the mitzvah. So when we begin the week, we're also praying to Hashem that Hashem should rest in our actions. And the song that we say, Shir Shel Pgaim, the Yoshev Beseter Elyon, should protect us from any bad encounterance. And then we say the Kedusha, just as our sages instituted. And once we're doing what our sages instituted with that in mind, we're fulfilling a biblical commandment to do as our sages instituted and a prohibition to transgress what they instituted. Afterwards, we make Havdalah, and a person should say, I'm preparing to make Havdalah on a cup of wine, as our sages instituted. That our sages said, even though we make Havdalah in prayer, we should make Havdalah on a cup of wine. And our sages, again, said that this is, we can align this with the verse, that we're commanded to remember the day of Shabbos, to make it holy when it enters and when it leaves. And the verse also uses the term, Zichro Kiyein Levanon, God's remembrance is like the wine of Lebanon. So with the term zechira goes together with wine. And also it says, Nazkira dodecha miyayin, I'll remember your love more than wine. And when I make Havdalah, I'm going to make a blessing on wine, just as our sages instituted that we make a blessing before we drink a cup of wine. And our sages instituted that we also make a blessing on psamim, So this gives us strength after we've lost our neshama yisera on Matzei Shabbos. And this also helps save a person from the fires of Gehenim, that every Matzei Shabbos, two drops of the fire of Gehenim burn, and they, through doing this mitzvah, we get protected from those two drops. And we make the bracha on the candle, as our sages instituted, that being that light from fire was created on Matzei Shabbos, when Adam saw that it got dark on Matzei Shabbos, God showed him how to hit two stones together and make fire. So that's why our sages instituted that on Matzei Shabbos we make a blessing thanking God for giving us the ability to have light from fire. And this is all a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to do as our sages instituted. Afterwards, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to say the verses of V'yitin Lecha, that we ask God to give us blessings, and there are verses of blessing that God, that Yaakov was blessed with. And may it be the will of Hashem that it should be, these blessings should be fulfilled in us and all of Israel. And I'm going to say Aleinu Shabeach, and the phrase of Al Ken Nikavelcha, all this that I'm doing is the way our sages instituted, a fulfillment of two biblical commandments to do as our sages instituted. So what did we just see? That in preparation for Matzei Shabbos, we prepare for doing Havdalah in prayer, which was, according to the Rambam, that's biblical. We seem to go that it's rabbinic. Afterwards, we prepare ourselves for saying the song against the damagers that our sages instituted, that's Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. And we pray that Hashem should really bless our actions during this week, and that this song should protect us. Then when we come home, we prepare for making Havdalah on the cup, as our sages instituted, we should remember on a cup of wine, because remembrance is alluded to wine, always described as remembering with wine. And we say that the wine is for the blessing of remembrance. The psamim brings our supports us from the loss of the neshama yisera, and the fire is corresponding to the fire that was created on Matzei Shabbos. And we're preparing to say the verses of blessings, and may the blessings be upon us and all of Israel. Yeah? Okay.